Blog Talk Radio.
Church say amen.
To God be the glory. We give honor to God, who's ahead of my life, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be with you all on tonight, and we welcome you to Let's Talk Jesus on the Now Network. Praise God. I give honor to our leader, visionary, Apostle Edward Hamilton, and to all the clergy, and to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I bring you greetings and peace in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we get into the word on tonight, I just have one prayer request I would like to get out of the way real fast. Just pray with us as we are looking for a larger building space to host our church services. So just be in prayer for and with us. Praise God. My name is Pastor Anthony Luckett. I'm the pastor of St. Paul Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and our motto here is St. Paul Church is the church where God loves you, you are important, and Jesus is Lord. For the Lord does have a word for us on tonight with your Bible. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're back here. Can you hear me? Amen. Amen. All right. We thank and praise God. We do have a word for you on tonight coming from the book of Acts, the fifth book of Acts. We're going to look at Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Acts chapter 5. Verses 17 through 20, the scripture reads as follows. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." From that passage of scripture, I want to speak on the subject simply of the gospel must go forth. The gospel must go forth. Shall we pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God all by yourself. Thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day morning. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Difficulty, but yes, we can.
Amen. So we're thankful for the word on tonight. We ask that you are blessed, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. As we receive the preached word on tonight, the apostles, they're being persecuted and imprisoned for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, my brothers and sisters, has charged us to do the same. He's charged us to preach, to teach, and to spread the gospel. Jesus has charged us to spread the good news. But as we said just a few moments ago, the apostles, they were persecuted and jailed for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we look at these men of God, these servants of God, we see that they risked their lives to carry on the foundation that was laid by Jesus Christ to take the good news to a sin-sick and dying world. These men, they put it all on the line, my brothers and sisters. They submitted themselves unto God for the case and the cause of Jesus Christ. They faced persecution and death. And over 2,000 years moving forward to modern day times, this is still happening in other countries. Men, women, and even in some cases, children, putting their lives on the line in order for souls to be saved, in order for the gospel of Jesus Christ to go forth. although we see this happening a lot overseas, I believe here in America we're not too far from seeing the same thing. Although we have the freedom of speech to preach the gospel, there are places in this country where people do not want to hear the good news. They don't want to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, what do you mean by that, Brother Pastor? You can go stand on a corner all day and talk about Satan, and people won't have a problem with it. You can stand on a corner and preach other religions. People still won't have a problem with it. But as soon as you mention the name of Jesus, it's a problem for many. It's a problem for many because they don't want the gospel to go forth. It's a problem for many because they don't want to learn the truth. It's a problem for many because they don't want to make a change in their life. And it's a problem for many because the very one, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, who died on the cross for their sins and rose on the third day morning, they still reject him. And yes, although we do have the freedom of speech to preach the gospel in America, if someone calls the police and we don't obey the police, we can be taken to jail as well. And this is what's happening in our passage of scriptures on tonight. The high priest, the Sadducees, they are upset because the apostles preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. They was bringing this new doctrine to them, which they didn't understand, but they were upset because the gospel was moving forward. As we turn our attention to the scriptures at hand, verse 17 says, then the high priest rose up, and all they were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Verse 18, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Normally, the high priest is such a noble title, but not so in this case, my brothers and sisters, not so in the case of the Sadducees. In this instance, the high priest was a friend and an ally to the Roman government, and we know that the Roman government, they were the ones who despised Jesus. The high priest and the Sadducees were filled with indignation. That word indignation means extreme anger. Some commentaries describe it as being very wroth. They were highly upset. They were very upset. They were disgusted with the apostles because the gospel of Jesus Christ was going forth with signs, wonders, and miracles. People were being saved. God was being glorified. And I don't know about you on tonight, people of God, but I'm longing for the day for revival to occur, to see modern-day signs, wonders, and miracles. The religious leaders, they were jealous because Peter and the apostles were already commanding more respect than they had ever received. And let me put a pin right there, my brothers and sisters, because jealousy and or hatred or even envy, something that we believers in Christ are not supposed to harbor in our hearts, this can happen in the church. Some get upset at others simply because they are receiving more recognition than them. See, instead of celebrating with them, they are coming against them. The same happened with the religious leaders in verse 17 because the difference was that the religious leaders, they demanded respect and reverence for themselves. But the apostles, their goal was to bring respect and reverence unto God. The religious leaders, they pointed people to themselves, while the apostles pointed people to Jesus. See, the religious leaders, they had it wrong, amen. They wanted to be edified. They wanted to be glorified. But the apostles, they had the right heart, they had the right mind, and they had the right spirit. The apostles, they were respected, my brothers and sisters, not because they demanded it, but because they deserved it now. They were not deserving in a prideful way. They served God, and as a respect, as a result, they gained respect from others. And some in this modern-day church, they want respect. They want recognition for all the wrong reasons. They want the respect and recognition without putting in the work. They want respect and recognition without serving. Yeah. They want the respect and recognition not for God to get the glory. They want it so people can see them. Whatever you do, people of God, don't ever get in a position where you want the people to see you and not see God. Don't ever get in a position where you want the people to see you and not see Jesus Christ. They wanted that respect and recognition, but they didn't want it for God to get the glory. Not the high priest and the Sadducees. Although people don't put in the work, they feel they should get the same reward. As a matter of fact, when we look at the high priest and the Sadducees, they thought they were above the apostles, but little did they know they were not on the same level as the apostles because they were filled with indignation and pride. Let me put a pin right there, because what you are filled with can keep you from moving forward in life. What you are filled with can keep you from moving forward in Christ. My brothers and sisters, be careful what you take in your ear gate, your eye gate, and in your spirit, amen. See, whatever you do, first of all, we want to make sure that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with things that will bring God glory. Be filled with things that uplift the name of Jesus, praise God. Whatever you do, amen, we want you to be filled with the right things. Thank you, Lord. See, when we look at this, we see, praise God, that there is an issue in this passage of Scripture. See, there's a difference in between the apostles and the high priest and the Sadducees. See, one was filled with indignation and pride, while the other, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were filled with the power of God. They were filled with Jesus Christ. The Sadducees and the high priest, they wanted to be recognized or esteemed by man. But notice, when we look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, the ministry of the Holy Spirit points people to Jesus. And Jesus, he pointed people to God, his Father, our Father in heaven. And God has called us to point and lead people to Christ. And I pray on tonight that none of us are like those religious leaders and have a religious spirit and get upset when others are recognized. I always tell the people at St. Paul, when a person has a testimony about God blessing them, don't get quiet. Celebrate with them, because when their time comes or when your time comes, you're going to want somebody to celebrate with you, praise God. So when we celebrate the blessings of God with others, we are uplifting the name of Jesus. We are helping to celebrate the glory of God. We are helping to celebrate God moving in their lives. See, the issue in this passage of Scripture was that the religious leaders, they were upset because people were being pulled away from them. And it's the same with Satan. It's the same with him and his imps. The devil is upset because people are being pulled from him through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as a result of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel is going forth. The devil's upset because seeds of truth and seeds of eternal life are being sown in harvest. Yeah. It's coming to pass, yeah. See, I like the Bible when it says it came to pass. It's coming to pass because people are still being born again. And since we're talking about seeds, my brothers and sisters, let me share with you what the Lord gave me on Saturday morning. The Lord dropped this in my spirit. Every church is a seed in their community, and they should be sowing seeds of the gospel by reaching out in their communities. I'll say that again. Every church is a seed in their community, and they should be sowing seeds of the gospel by reaching out to their communities. And also understand, he gave me something else that broke it down to the individual level. Understand, my brothers and sisters, that you are a seed. Yeah. Everywhere that you go, you should be sowing seeds of the gospel, seeds of the truth, seeds of the love of God. You see, church, people love sowing seeds of discord, and this is what the Sadducees and the high priest did. But no matter what we are facing as the body of Christ, and especially to the ministers, we must sow seeds of hope, seeds of encouragement, seeds of salvation. So the seeds of truth in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's somebody maybe that you may know. They may need the seed of hope sown into them, praise God. They may need a seed of encouragement sown into them, praise God. They may need a seed of love sown into them, praise God. They may need to know that God loves them. He's concerned about their soul. Jesus is the way, and God has not forgotten about them. Understanding these last and evil days, it's imperative, people of God, that the gospel must go forth. Yeah. Like Jesus told Zacchaeus, he told him to come down from that sycamore tree because salvation was an urgent matter. He told him, he said, today I'm going to dine at your, today salvation has come to your house. Salvation was an urgent matter. And it says that Zacchaeus, he came down from the tree very quickly. Yeah. See, the gospel must go forth. And we ought to thank God, because when we look at this passage of scripture, praise God, even over 2,000 years ago, these apostles, they were sowing seeds, amen. And many of us, we're here because Jesus laid the foundation. They carried on with what Jesus charged them to do. And guess what? Those seeds, they have come to harvest through you and I. But guess what? There's some more seeds that need to be sown. And those seeds are going to be sown as we continue to share the gospel. Praise God. See, as we look at verse 17 and 18, the commentary tells us the apostles had powers to do miracles, and the reason for this is because the apostles have the anointing and power in a relationship with Jesus. See, they were commissioned by Jesus and to go forth and do what he had charged them to do. And my brothers and sisters, you have been commissioned to go forth and share the gospel. You have been commissioned to go minister to others. You have been commissioned to go tell somebody about Jesus. Understand that the apostles, they were faithful to God. They were faithful to Jesus Christ. You see, church, the religious leaders, they did not have a relationship with the Lord. They were stuck in the laws and refused to change. They were set in their traditions and ways, and as a result, they were not gaining converts like the apostles were. And it's the same with some churches. They are not gaining new converts because they are stuck in their ways or their traditions and refuse to change. Sometimes we have to go and evaluate what we're doing in our ministries. Are we doing it out of tradition, or are we doing it to bring glory to God? is that tradition that we're carrying on, is it effective for the church? Praise God. Now, I'm not against traditions, amen, but some traditions we probably need to let go. Losing people because refusing to change, losing people because of traditions, praise God. How about just letting them come into church and show them the love of God? How about putting down some of our traditions and ways? In other words, move ourselves out the way and allow God to have his way. Praise God. See, thank you, Lord. And it's the same on an individual level. Some do not have a relationship with God simply because they are set in their ways and refuse to change. And here's a bonus nugget on tonight. Some refuse to change because of lack of faith and because of fear. The Bible tells us that perfect love casts out fear. And sometimes we have to be like the man whose son had a demon, and we have to say to Jesus, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Sometimes we may have a little bit of doubt, praise God. Sometimes we may need some help with our faith, praise God. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because that's one reason why we have church. We want to help others. We want to encourage them through the gospel, praise God. We don't want to put them down. We want to help lift them up. And that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ does. It lifts us up, praise God. It brings us to the knowledge and understanding of who Christ is and what he did for us, amen. That's why the gospel must go forth. We have enough bad news in this world. We need to preach some good news, and that good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we see this passage of scripture. The gospel was going forth. But although the gospel was going forth, the apostles, they had God's presence in their lives. They were not free from hatred and persecution. We see they were arrested. We see they were put in jail. We see that they were beaten and slandered by these so-called religious leaders. And this is what happens when you're walking in the truth and try to share the truth of the gospel. Praise God. See, sometimes it's not going to be easy. People will try to fight and bring everything against you, my brothers and sisters, like they did with the apostles. They'll even go as far as slandering your name. Yeah. But notice when a person leaves the church on a bad term, stay with me because we're going to encourage you in a minute. They tell you what the church did or what the church did not do for them. But they never tell you what they did not do for the church, or they never tell you what they did. We expect slander from those who don't know Christ. But it's a shame when those who claim to be born again, they slander the church. And in most instances, people are mad at the church because either they couldn't run the ministry or they couldn't get their way. And it's the same with the Sadducees. They are upset. They were always upset because, first of all, they could not get their way with Jesus. And now, in this passage of scripture, they cannot get their way with the apostles. Yeah. See, they can't get their way with the apostles because the apostles refuse to obey them. See, they're focused on the Lord. They're focused on their mission at hand, and they're not letting anything deter them from their mission. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because I don't know who this is for on tonight. Whatever you do, don't let anything deter you from your mission. It may not look like what you're doing is, it may not look like that is working, but keep the faith, trust God, and just keep moving forward in what God has called you to do. Praise God. The harvest is going to come, but keep moving forward in what he has called you to do. People of God, what these passage scriptures show us is that faith in God does not make troubles disappear. Yeah. You're going to encounter some troubles in life. You're going to have some trials, some tribulations, some situations, amen. But understand that faith in God makes troubles appear less fearsome because it puts them in the right perspective. See, when you're born again and you know God, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, when troubles come against you, you already know that, first of all, to have faith in God, and secondly, you already know, amen, to pray unto God, amen, and thirdly, you know that God is with you, amen. Our God is bigger than any trouble, trial, or tribulation that we may ever encounter, praise God. Understand there's a cost in being in Christ. And one cost is being persecuted by those who don't want to be saved, persecuted by those who don't want to have anything to do with Jesus or with us or the church. Let me help you on tonight, because everyone's not going to react favorably when you share something as dynamic as your faith in Christ. Yeah, sometimes you can share a testimony, or you could share the scriptures, and it seems like they are not moved, amen. See, you could feel in your spirit how God moved and it really blessed you. You felt the power of God, and you shared it with somebody, and they are not even moved. Watch this. Don't be surprised when the ones closest to you don't want to hear the gospel or anything about your faith. You thought they would be with you, but they are far from you. Some will be jealous, some will be frightened, or some may even feel threatened. Well, why you say that, Brother Pastor? Because they don't mind you preaching love to them all day long, but as soon as you begin to preach or start talking about sin and repentance, it's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem because you're challenging them, because their mind is being challenged. Their heart is being challenged. Their soul is being challenged. Their spirit is being challenged. They're being challenged to do better. They're being challenged to receive the truth and change. Praise God. But as we look at verse 18, we see that the apostles were in the, they put them in a common prison. And the common prison, they were in prison with the lowest of the lowest of society. They were in prison with murderers and thieves. Here it is, a group of men who were just preaching the truths of the gospel. They put them in prison with murderers, the lowest of the low of society. That tells you right there what they thought about Jesus Christ. So the apostles, they put them in prison for three possible reasons. Number one, to put a restraint up on them. Yet while they had them in prison, they kept them from going on or continuing their work. In other words, they believed that they could stop the gospel from going forth. A few weeks ago, I was preaching, and I believe I was coming from the book of John, and it mentioned, Gamaliel, the top lawgiver, and they were coming against the Sadducees. They were coming against the apostles, and he told them, he said to leave them alone. He said, first of all, if what they're doing is not of God, it would come to naught. Then he said, if it is what they're doing, if it is of God, he would say, he's telling the Sadducees, the Pharisees, he was telling them, if what they are doing is of God, they would not be able to stop it. I stopped by tonight to tell somebody, if what you are doing is of God, no one will be able to stop it. Naysayers won't be able to stop it. Doubters won't be able to stop it. No devil in hell won't be able to stop it, praise God. The second reason they put them in prison was to make them afraid, to make them so afraid that it would steer them from doing their work. They wanted the apostles to be so afraid that they would quit preaching and teaching. Church, whatever you do, even if you're afraid, don't quit on God. And the third reason, to put a disgrace upon them. Therefore, they chose to lock them up in the common prison. In other words, they wanted to make them look like criminals. So they figured if they look like criminals, then their preaching would be less effective because the people would see them as criminals. People of God, as I said before, nothing can stop God, nor can it stop the anointing on the life of individuals, see? They did all what they could to stop the gospel from going forth. Even the Bible says in verse 29 of this passage of scripture, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Whatever you do, church, you want to obey God rather than man. See, man, I want you to stop preaching. Man, I want you to stop teaching. See, man, I want the gospel to discontinue to move forward. Whatever you do, I want to encourage you tonight to obey God. Obey God in all things, praise God. But look at verse 19. Here it is. The scripture says, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. Verse 20 says, go stand and speak in the temple to all the people, all the words of this life. Look at God right here, see. It seemed like this situation was dire. It seemed like there was no hope. Yeah, yeah, see, see. In verse 18, they laid their hands on them and they put them in the prison. Yeah, yeah. But God always has a way of giving his people an escape route. In verse 20, it says, but the angel of the Lord by night. Thank you, God. Thank you for sending an angel of the Lord by night. He said he opened the prison doors and brought them forth. There may be somebody here on tonight. Maybe you feel like you're in a dark situation. Maybe you feel like things are dim around you. Just like God sent an angel of the Lord to these apostles by night, God can bring light to your dark situation. Look at God. See, the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors. He opened the doors that were supposed to keep them locked in. I stopped by again to tell somebody on tonight, man may have closed some doors on you, but God can open those prison doors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, don't let anything box you in. Don't let anything hold you down, praise God. If God be for you, who in the world can be against you? The angel spoke to them, and he said, open the prison doors and brought them forth and said, what did the angel say? Verse 20 tells us, he said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Yeah, see, the angel opened the doors. In other words, he said, continue on what you have been charged to do. And I stopped by one more time to tell somebody to continue on and do what God has charged you to do. Yeah, I know you might be tired in your body, but trust the Lord and pray and ask him to give you strength. Yeah, do like it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Yeah, see, sometimes we have to pray for strength in our body, pray for strength in our mind, pray for God to give us strength to do ministry. But guess what? He's already given you that strength because that strength resides in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. He brought them forth and said unto them, go stand and speak in the temple. Yeah. He said, go, which means to continue on. The gospel cannot go forth if we don't go, if we just be still. In Matthew 28, Jesus commanded us to go preach, to go teach, to go make disciples, to go baptize, amen. In order for that to happen, the gospel must go forth. Go, stand, yeah, and speak in the temple. Stand on the foundation of Jesus Christ. stand up and stand in what the Lord had taught them. Stand on the foundation of Jesus. Stand on the foundation and in the foundation of God. Stand on the Bible, praise God. Stand on the truth of Jesus Christ. Not only do you stand, now after you stand, that means speak, praise God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody may have felt like they've been knocked down tonight. It's time for you to get back up and stand here. Get back up and stand. Mm-hmm. And when you stand, speak in the temple. Yeah, thank you. Let me put a pen right there because I'm almost done. It says to speak in the temple. Yeah, the temple is the same as the modern day church. Yeah, Jesus went to the temple. Yeah, he read the scrolls in the temple. He stopped the service in the temple when the widows gave the two mites. Yeah, Jesus went to church. The rich people went to church. The poor people went to church. And I don't know where we got it from in this modern day and age that people don't need to go to church. The devil, that's the devil right there. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. The angels, he brought them, thank you, Lord, reassurance from heaven. He says, go, stand and speak in the temple. And when we're speaking in the temple, praise God, people are going to be saved. People are going to be healed. People are going to be born again. And when the gospel is going forth outside of the temple, that's going to draw them into the temple or the church, praise God. It says, go, speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost, because you encourage the apostles to go continue and speak the words of life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, speak the very words that people needed for life. See, there's so much negativity. Thank you, Lord. There's so much death being spoke into the lives people. Yeah, yeah, see. We need to speak the words of this life so that they can be brought alive or quickened in the spirit and born again. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. You said to speak the words of life. Thank you. Speak those to those people, praise God. And when he's talking about speaking the words of life, he's talking about eternal life. He's talking about, thank you, Lord, he's talking about the words of physical, spiritual, and eternal life through Christ and the resurrection, which was so bitterly opposed by the Sadducees. Let me say this. There are many who are walking dead. There are many who are struggling with no hope. There are many who are held in bondage or in Satan's prison. But understand that God has given you and I, God has given the believers, thank you, Lord, the words of life. Thank you, Lord. And just like the apostles in this passage of scripture, they were charged to go forth and share the gospel. They faced trials and tribulations, but they didn't give up. So as I close on tonight, I'm just going to read a short prayer to be glorified that Jesus said in John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. The scripture says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. And as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to many. Thank you, Lord, help me. As thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before this world was. And in 1 John 5:11, Scripture says, and this is the record, that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So my brothers and sisters, the gospel must go forth. Whatever you do, don't stop preaching the gospel. Don't stop teaching the gospel. Don't stop sharing the love of God with others. We have people that are broken. We have people that are discouraged, people that are lost. And as we know, the only one who could save them, give them an encouragement and hope, that is Jesus Christ. And all the people said amen on tonight. As we're listening on the line, praise God. Thank you, Lord. There may be somebody on the line on tonight. There may be somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There may be somebody who needs a relationship with God. You may feel discouraged. You may feel like there is no hope. But there is hope in Jesus Christ. I come to bear witness. I come to testify, and others would agree with me that God loves you. He's concerned about your soul, and Jesus is the way. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if you need to be saved on tonight, amen, you can unmute yourself, praise the Lord, and say, I want to be saved. Or if you need us to pray for and with you, we can do that, praise God. Amen. The gospel is going forth on tonight because the people on this line, the ministers, God's people, they love Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor E. Praise God.
Let the church say amen. Awesome word, man of God, as always. But you said something in the beginning of your broadcast about praying for, and this is just one word. When you said the request, I heard expansion. There's a spirit of expansion going through the church right now in this renewing, in this revamping, in this setting forth, and it's not time to shut down. I was just talking last night to Pastor Najuma. It's not time to get complacent with online ministry. We need to open the doors back up and make it available for people Amen. To come to church. It was very important. Amen. Even as a rebellious child, it was very important to go to church. It was just something about Amen. That Sunday day, no matter what you did on Saturday, you might just got a whooping Saturday night, but something about mm-hmm. Sunday morning, Sunday school, and then Sunday service, and then eating together afterwards, we really lost something that was a component that kept us close as people. We need the church back. Now, we know the church begins with me and it begins with you, but we need the institution of church that we fellowship and have a place mm-hmm. to gather together. What better people to spend with on a Sunday than people of the church in family matters, not singles, not husband at home and wife with the church, but both the families being together and spending time. So I just wanted to speak that to you, that you're prophetically speaking in your own self in agreement across the country of expansion for God's church. Mm-hmm. And so know that God has heard your petition and that it is to be done as according to his will. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. I receive that. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anybody else out there want to give Pastor Luckett a shout-out this evening? That one person that he has already petitioned to that doesn't know Jesus as your Lord, your personal Lord and Savior, we got a quick startup packet for you. Come on in. Let's talk about Jesus. Pastor Terry, come on. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor Luckett.
Praise God, pastors. Good evening, beautiful family. My God, Pastor Luckett, I'm just saying, whew, this is a word, a timely word, that the gospel must go forward. And Pastor E, I touch and agree with you about fellowship. Fellowship with like believers, because it builds our confidence, what we're doing, what who we're doing it for. And like Pastor, like you said, keep going forward. We're going to go through some trials. Things are going to come up. Same thing as this pandemic. But don't stop. Keep seeking more of Jesus. Keep sharing him, because the gospel must go forward. And Pastor, yes, he was ministering tonight. I was thinking about when we was on Long Beach and Rosecrans, when you wanted to set up there to do street ministry. And they didn't want it. But you, like you said, Pastor Luckett, as long as we're speaking about the love God has for us, but when we tell them about when we go against the grain, when we've been disobedient, it's consequences. But you know what? He said, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I always say,
yes.
I was one of those. And Pastor, you know, 7 years ago, I didn't know Jesus' grace from Mosaic Law. But that's why it's in his word. His word is a living testimony. And, you know, this is why I say right now, I live by his word. And I know it's no longer I live, but he lives in me.
Yes, come on.
So I always say just keep praising Jesus. Yes, the gospel must go forward. It may fall on deaf ears, but they heard it.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Love you all.
Now,
God bless you.
Now watch this.
Yes.
Now watch this. 7 years ago, they didn't want us on the corner. Now they can't wait to see us on every last Sunday of the month.
They want you back.
Y'all get out of here. We don't want to hear all about you. Now they can't wait to hear about some Jesus and have
That's
a nice
right.
warm lunch with us. It's amazing that, you know, when people refuse, if you can stay consistent with Jesus, he'll open doors. He said, if I be lifted up, he'll draw
all men unto him.
A lot of people get it mixed up is that your first initiative to get out there is that people see you, so you're lifted up. People ain't coming. But when you finally get to the point where you're lifted up Jesus, he'll draw all men unto you that need the things
That's
that you have to give. So, just stay
and you know what,
Pastor Luckett
mentioned that tonight. He said they're not here not to see you, but to see God. You mentioned that. I put that in my notes. Oh yeah,
Praise
I take
God.
A lot of notes. I take a lot of notes from
well,
my
I just,
own
you know,
self.
Yes. I just had a vision that expansion up here in the northern area. Yeah, go on to get that bigger building. We coming.
Praise God.
I'm coming to preach at St. Paul, bro.
I received that because I want you to come.
Yeah.
Say, put your name.
You don't need no bigger building. You just need a microphone, something loud. We'll be all right.
Amen.
Come on, anybody
you
else
know
out
what,
there?
Pastor?
We got a couple more minutes. Go ahead, Pastor.
I want you guys to pray because Evangelist had texted me. She called me earlier before the broadcast. They're having real bad weather in Louisiana. She said she may be able to get in on the line tonight because, you know, she always wants to. But she's here with us in spirit. I don't know if she's on the line tonight.
Okay.
Amen.
She was on in the beginning, but I believe that weather did permit her from going forward. So, yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, we don't have anybody else dialing one. So, Pastor Lucky, go ahead and pray for the southern states down there where they got some bad weather, a lot of rain coming, and she just received a new home that no damage comes onto her property.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come praying tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Especially for those southern states, Lord, we know you are the controller of all things, Heavenly Father, Lord. May no weapon formed against them shall be able to prosper, Heavenly Father. No damage to the homes, Heavenly Father, Lord. As quickly as the water may come in, Heavenly Father, push it on out, Father God, Lord. We know that you are a protector of your people, Heavenly Father, and we're touching and agreeing, Heavenly Father, especially, Lord, for the safety of Evangelist, Heavenly Father, Virginia's house, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you
Lord.
For those that listened in, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you for the prophetic words, Heavenly Father, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we touch and agree. We do want to get back to that fellowship with the saints in the church building,
yes.
Lord.
Yes,
so
Lord.
As we leave this place, Lord, but never out of your presence, Lord, may we sleep peacefully tonight, rise in the morning, continue to praise and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God said, go find that building. I found ours. Look, I ain't got a dime. I couldn't put nothing down. I can't even call to get an estimate. But we done found the building and believe in God for it. God said, go find that building. And just wanted to make an announcement that Let's Talk Jesus will be live every Monday night starting the first week of June. The lineup will consist of myself on the first week, Minister Terry on the second week, Pastor Lucky continuing on the third week, and Evangelist Virginia on the fourth week, and then I'll come back if there is a fifth week. In my segment, I can tell you right now, it's going to be more of a talk show. I'll be inviting some other pastors and leaders throughout the country to get them involved and to get them, give them an opportunity to share on this network. And that may be opening up other doors for them to come and do greater things. But we're looking for new topics, new fresh artists, and just a new momentum going forward with the Now Network, that we can just continue to reach the lost and unsaved of this country, the world, and then everywhere else. So God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Let the church say amen. God bless you, Pastor. Good word. And everybody else, enjoy the rest of your evening. And we'll talk to you later.
Amen.
Amen.